So today I want to carry on with the subject that we've been looking at, which is consecration, about consecrating ourselves. How's that going for people? It's going good? It's going good, yeah? Any testimonies of some things that you've done? Any tips? Any results? Come on then, Barbara.
Right, I mean, I'm quite good at being enthusiastic about reading my Bible and everything, but then sometimes I just kind of ease off a bit too much, and it's really encouraged me to really read the Bible first, rather than, I'm obsessed with news, rather than look at my news app first, spend time with God first, and so I really appreciate it, and I'm actually benefiting in the way my mindset is, filling my mind with God's word first, rather than what's happening in the world.
That's really helpful for today, because I'm talking about distraction, and so sometimes we can get up in the morning and the first thing we do is check our phones and things, and that can sometimes take us along a path that we realize in an hour's time that we've watched three or four videos and not spent any time doing what we wanted to do. Anybody else want to give us some update of how things are going for you with that? We talked to last week, didn't we, about drifting and how we realize that sometimes that we think we're set on a course, and then we realize that we're actually not where we thought we should be or where we would be. And I talked about the whole idea of drifting and how easy it is, using the example of drifting at sea, that if you set out on a course, the external things like weather, wind, and the current can take you so easily off course. And so we talked about consecration and how when consecrating ourselves can help us bring us back to God and making God our true north, making God, using God and as our steady keel in life. And so I want to carry on and push that a bit further today and talk about distraction. Distraction, it basically means this, if you look in the dictionary, is distraction is a thing that prevents someone from concentrating on something else. It's something that prevents us from concentrating on something else. Some synonyms for distraction. You know me and my cryptic clues, I love synonyms. Some other words that describe distraction are diversion, interruption, disturbance, intrusion, interference, obstruction, hindrance. Sometimes are just things that distract us are a hindrance to us in our journey. Or maybe they are an obstruction and they actually stop us. Sometimes you might have witnessed, I know I have, that distraction has actually stopped us from going where we thought we should be going. Maybe a diversion, that a distraction is taking you on a different course than you thought that you were going to go. And you've diverted. So today I want to talk about distraction and devotion and regaining our focus through consecration. Because when we find that we have been distracted, that our concern, our thinking, our focus is no longer on God, we need to regain that focus in order to live and follow him. And we can do that through consecration. Remember, consecration means the devoting or setting apart of anything to the worship or service to God. It's the action of making or declaring something sacred. And if we're going to consecrate ourselves, it's declaring and setting ourselves apart for him and for his worship and for his purposes. You know, that word consecration means dedication, it means devotion, it means setting aside, it means setting apart. It means assigning a lot in allocating, it means committing and applying God's life and his testimony and his spirit and his power in our lives. It means offering ourselves and surrendering in ourselves as a sacrifice, of giving our lives over as a sacrifice, of consecrating ourselves. And I hope that as we look at this, you will be challenged and take up the challenge to take time to consecrate yourself. So let's have a think about distraction this morning. I've got the old whiteboard here. What are some things that maybe you can think of that distract you from your walk with God? Shout them out and I'll try and write them up. There's so many things, isn't there, that can distract us. So it's difficult sometimes in our journey, in our focus on God. And so it's important that we're aware of things that might distract us. All these kind of things. I've talked to you before about Sabbathing and how I've discovered that practicing Sabbath is really helpful in regaining our focus. That there is a time each week that I can set aside, that we can set aside to focus again in on God, to stop, to rest, to listen, to contemplate, and to refocus. I found that when I was waking up in the morning, one of the biggest distractions was social media. Maybe it is for you. We are in such a habit now of looking at our phones and following what's going on, whether it's current affairs, as Barbara said, or it's any of the social media platforms. They really want to hook you in, don't they, with the algorithms. And, you know, I was looking the other day at a new kitchen table, dining table. Now, every time I look at Facebook or that, every other advert is a table, you know. And you can even say something and it picks it up, doesn't it? You know, so it is a massive distraction. And the way videos now on all of the platforms videos would just keep on playing if you let it. And before you could be there and think, oh, that's interesting. And then before long, an hour, 2 hours, you think, oh my gosh, is that the time? You know. So to avoid distractions in the morning, if that's when you come and sit at the feet of Jesus, don't open your phone until afterwards, I would recommend and challenge you with. And so there's so many things here, and there'll be another page and pages of things that can distract us. What about devotion? I got another one here. See, 'cause today I want to talk about from distraction to devotion, that we can be driven to distraction to devotion. What do you think should be in devoted? What should you think we should be devoted to, in particular as followers of Jesus?
Prayer. Barbara, did you say something? Maybe you
want to come and write these down later, because it could be really helpful if you're distracted to remember what we should be devoted to. And that's the whole idea that I wanted to sort of examine today. And I'm going to use some stories in Scripture just to help us in that. I put the same things that have been put down here in my sort of what is your distraction, what is your devotion. And I want to talk, first of all, if you've got your Bibles, in Luke chapter 10. And this is just a short story, a short encounter that Jesus had with Mary and Martha in verse 38 of chapter 10 of Luke. It says this: as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was worrying over the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are so upset over all these details. There is really only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her." What is the one thing? You see, in this example, we see in verse 40 that Martha was worrying over the big dinner she was preparing. That was her distraction, if you like. And you could say that was a really good thing that she was doing. And she was. It was a good thing. She was serving. She was preparing food for the guests. But in this case, it was a distraction for her. Jesus was in the house. And Mary had got this beautiful picture of Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. And that's a beautiful picture. And it's a, in, if you were a rabbi and you had had an apprentice, that was common practice, that the apprentices, the disciples, would sit at the feet of the rabbi. And they would sit at the feet. You're my rabbi today, okay? They would sit at their feet and listen to what was being taught. And there's this beautiful picture of Mary sitting with her eyes fixed on Jesus, listening to his every word. And that's what I'm talking about with focus. What is distracting you from being devoted to that one thing? Or being concerned about that one thing? That one thing is Jesus. Remember, distraction is a thing that prevents someone from concentrating on something else. What is preventing you from listening to Jesus? Mary understood it, and she saw that, and she was there, straight in there, at his feet. But Martha was distracted with other things, with work, with ministry, with serving. And the other distraction to devotion I want to talk about this morning is Peter. And so let's go to Matthew chapter 14. Another well-known passage and story. I'm really interested in Peter and his journey. For me, he's a man who was impetuous. He was a strong person. And he made mistakes and he did things. But what I love about Peter is his journey. And we're going to see this journey of distraction to denial to devotion. Read 1 Peter and 2 Peter, and you'll see the devotion that he had for God, for Jesus and Holy Spirit. But it wasn't always like that for him. And so we see this great story. Let's go from verse 22 of chapter 14 of Matthew. Immediately after this, Jesus made his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. This is after the feeding of the 5,000. Afterwards, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen. And they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him, they screamed in terror, thinking he was a ghost. But Jesus spoke to them at once. "It's all right," he said. "I am here. Don't be afraid." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you by walking on the water." "All right, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and he walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he looked around at the high waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and grabbed him. "You don't have much faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" And when they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. You see, Peter had his eyes fixed on Jesus. He had that moment where he saw Jesus walking on the water and he believed, "If you call me to come, Jesus, I'll come. I'll walk on the water to you." And so Jesus says, "Yeah, come on then." And so he walks on the water, but then he's distracted by the high waves. His gaze to Jesus goes somewhere else, and then he starts to sink. And then eventually he's in the water, no longer walking on it, and Jesus grabs out and saves him. So Jesus, we see here Peter distracted when he looked around at the high waves. He was terrified, it said. He began to sink. And so this is the thought, the idea that I want to talk about. How did Peter go from that distraction to devotion? But there's another D in the middle of that, you see. We find in John chapter 18. And that's the story, that's the denial. I was walking the dog one day this week, and I was talking to Jesus, as I often do when I'm walking the dog out loud. There's no one else at the time I go out. And I often shout out. You don't believe that, do you? I'm such a quiet chap. But I shout out sometimes to God. Have you ever done that? It's really good. It's very good, actually. I recommend it. If you haven't got a dog, walk on your own, you know. But go out and shout out. It's wonderful. Anyway, I was shouting out to Jesus, and I was talking to him, and I was saying, Lord, what do you want me to say this today about distraction? And he reminded me about Peter and this story. And then he said about this denial. Because sometimes I feel like we get distracted, and then we can be in a place of denial. I think, I'm okay, I'm all right, actually. It's okay that I'm doing this. It's okay that I'm just flicking through social media. It's okay that I'm doing this. Like Martha, it's okay that I'm serving like that. But our gaze is gone. Our eyes are no longer fixed on Jesus. And so there's this denial. And of course, we see Peter, he was, maybe you could say Peter went from devotion, because if you look at his early life, he surrendered all his life to follow Jesus. But then he's distracted. But then there's this denial in John chapter 18, verses 13-15. Simon Peter followed along behind, as did the other disciples, another of the disciples. That other disciple was acquainted with the high priest, so he was allowed to enter the courtyard with Jesus. Peter stood outside the gate. Then the other disciple spoke to the woman watching at the gate, and she let Peter in. The woman asked Peter, "Aren't you one of Jesus' disciples?" "No," he said, "I am not." His first denial. Remember, Jesus had said to Peter that you would deny me three times before the cock crows. And he said, nah, no way. But here we are. Verse 18, the guards and the household servants were standing around a charcoal fire they had made because it was cold. And Peter stood there with them, warming himself. Inside, the high priest began asking Jesus about his followers and what he had been teaching them. In fact, let's go down to verse 25, because this is the second denial. Verse 25 says, meanwhile, as Simon Peter was standing by the fire, they asked him again, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" "I am not," he said. Second denial. But one of the household servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Didn't I see you out there in the olive grove with Jesus?" Again, Peter denied it, and immediately a cock crowed. How did Peter go from distraction to denial? Well, he drifted that way, didn't he? Because of that distraction. And so I lay out that thought for us today as followers of Christ. Maybe today you're in a place of denial yourself. You think, it's okay. But I want to talk about how we get from that place of distraction, denial, to devotion. And I believe that's through consecration. Because if we carry on with our story with Peter, let's go to John chapter 21, verse 15. It says this, after breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Once more he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. The truth is, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked and go wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will direct you and take you where you don't want to go. That's the others there that you mentioned that can be a distraction. Jesus said to this, so to let him know what kind of death he would be dying to glorify God. Then Jesus told him, follow me. Peter turned around and saw the disciple Jesus loved following them, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during supper and asked, Lord, who among us will betray you? Peter asked Jesus, what about him, Lord? Jesus replied, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You follow me. I love this beautiful connection between the denials, the three times he denies Christ, and to these three times that he says, I love you, I love you, I love you. You see, we see this wonderful journey of distraction, denial to devotion, and this beautiful picture of Peter coming to Jesus after everything that happened and devoting himself and his life to him. He turned around and he followed Jesus. Read 1 Peter and 2 Peter just to see how his life was devoted to Christ in those last days of the early church. What is that one thing that we should be devoted to? It's Jesus. That's where our eyes should be fixed. Hebrews chapter 12, as we come to a close in a few minutes. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3 says this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterwards. Now he is seated in the place of highest honor, because God's throne, beside God's throne in heaven. Think about all he endured when sinful people did such terrible things to him, so that you don't become weary and give up. You see, this is what I want us to see. In the things that distract us, in order to move from distraction to devotion, we need to consecrate ourselves. We need to set ourselves apart. We need to be living those lives that have our eyes fixed on Jesus. That's our focus. That's how we regain our focus, by fixing our eyes on Jesus. By stripping off, look at these five things that maybe will be helpful for to you. Strip off every weight that slows you down. What is slowing you down? What is distracting you? What is causing you to not keep your eyes fixed on him? Challenge yourself with that. Maybe write them down on a piece of paper or a journal if that's what you do. Secondly, we see from Hebrews that we are to run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Remember, we talked about God as our steady keel. He is our true north. And as followers of Jesus, we need to learn how to follow him, to allow him to take the lead. He is the one thing that Mary had discovered. He is the one thing. Thirdly, we see from Hebrews that we are to keep our eyes on Jesus. Sounds easy, doesn't it? It's not that easy because of all these distractions. But we can if we fix our eyes on Jesus and consecrate ourselves and set ourselves apart and dedicate and devote our lives to him. It is possible. And fourthly, I want to just remind us of that beautiful picture of Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Consecrate yourself. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Listen to what he is saying. Be concerned about him. And that's the fifth thing. Be concerned about one thing. Our devotion to Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So what is your distraction? Are you in denial? Have you drifted? Then I'm calling you back. I'm asking. I'm challenging you this morning to set yourself apart, to consecrate yourself to him. Because it's possible. We see it in the life of Peter. He went from distraction to denial to devotion. Regain your focus through consecration. Strip off every weight that slows you down. Run with endurance the race that God has set before you. Keep your eyes on Jesus and sit at his feet and be concerned about that one thing, him, and all that he has for us to do. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we come to you and we thank you that through your word and through people in Scripture, we can see that we can regain our focus in you. And I pray for me and I pray for us as your church, as your followers, as your disciples, that we will sit at your feet and listen to what you teach. And we will allow our roots to grow down as we looked at last week. May we follow you, be set our course on you and our eyes fixed on you, that we will not be distracted, but that we will be concerned about this one thing. And that's you and you alone. And through that, everything else will happen. So, Lord, I pray as we take up this challenge, as we think about these things, as we remember all the things that you've done in our lives, that we will regain our focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.